Hello, this is Mike Arrington with TechCrunch, and I'm here with Eric Schoenfeld as well. And we are talking with Mark Mahaney, an internet analyst at Citi. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
And Eric, you're there as well.
Yes, I am.
Great. So, Mark, I want to chat with you about Yahoo, the Yahoo-Microsoft deal. In particular, you've been sort of at the cutting edge of a lot of the research around the deal for months now, and there's sort of two sort of data points you've put out, one that's at least a couple of months old now and one more recently that I'd love to jump into a little bit. First of all, you put out last week, I think, was it on the 25th, you put out a new report actually laying odds on which way the deal might go. Is that right?
That's right.
April 22nd, actually. Did that report, which we've mentioned, did you sort of assume at that point that Yahoo would not respond to Microsoft's deadline of Saturday, or were you sort of factoring in at that point that they still might respond?
We were assuming that we put this out on Friday. We were assuming that Yahoo would not respond. In a way, Yahoo already had. They had at least twice in public said that the current offer materially undervalued the company. They said much the same thing in maybe greater detail on their earnings call. So it was kind of hard to see them agreeing to that price over the weekend.
And have you heard anything that changes your opinion on that since Friday?
Yes, nothing, which means that Yahoo essentially called Microsoft's bluff.
So I'd love to jump into this a little bit. You say you put a 10% probability that Microsoft walks away from the offer, a 40% probability that Microsoft goes hostile, 5% that Microsoft Yahoo agree at the current price, and 45% that Microsoft Yahoo agrees at a higher price. And that gets us obviously to 100%. And you also put it 90% likely that the deal goes through at this point. What's interesting and what I wrote about this morning is that you don't talk about Google at all in that report, at least that I saw. And you talked a lot about Google in the early days. Is there a reason for that?
No particular reason. I think we're at a point now where Google, there's potential here. I'm sorry, the framework here is that the question is, what was Microsoft going to do? Were they going to walk the very narrow issue? And we've written a couple of these probabilities or scenarios report, and they've changed. This is actually the third iteration of it. We were addressing a very narrow issue, which was what was Microsoft going to do? And the Microsoft walks actually was not in any of our original scenarios. Initially, we had thought about Yahoo developing a strategic alternative to the Microsoft offer. We had very low odds from the beginning, you know, less than 10%, call it 5%, that there would be a bigger suitor to emerge. I don't think any private equity or any strategic company wants to compete against Microsoft for Yahoo. But we thought that increasingly thought that there could be a forcing function to a higher bid. That's how we phrased either the Google's outsource search option or the potential for some sort of strategic deal with Time Warner, under which Time Warner's online assets would be merged into Yahoo. Time Warner would take a stake in NewCo. Maybe there would be also wrapped in some sort of Google outsource decision. Our view was that it would still be hard for some sort of combination like that to create more value than Microsoft could if they wanted to raise the bid, and we also saw something like that as really the forcing hand the forcing function to Microsoft raising its bid.
So why do you think we haven't heard anything from Microsoft yet? The deadline came and went.
Yeah, we haven't. And so it seems like Microsoft's got three, you know, simple choices here. One is to walk away. We just think the odds of that are very slim. And when we apply these probabilities, it's hard not to – we always, at the end of the day, try to bring it down to probabilities. But there's obviously very hard to be that precise about these scenarios. 10% for us means I think it's very unlikely, and I'm in the camp probably of at most 10% likelihood that Microsoft would really walk away without at least trying one of the other two steps. The other two steps are – to go hostile with the current bid at 31, let the board go out to Yahoo shareholders and attempt to convince 50% of them to tender at 31 bucks, or the third step, which would be to either publicly or privately go to Yahoo's board and offer a higher bid, and then wait and see whether how that board reacts to that. And potentially, if the board were to refuse just as categorically a higher bid, then take that to a shareholder vote.
Has every indication you've seen suggest that Microsoft has made no gesture towards a dollar or two raise in the offer?
I wish I knew for certain. We don't know for certain whether Microsoft has offered a couple of bucks higher and Yahoo's board has just been adamantly refusing. We don't know.
They certainly don't seem to have signaled that directly to any stockholders that people are talking to, because people are talking to the big stockholders, and none of the stockholders have signaled publicly that I've heard that Microsoft has said they'd be willing to do that. Have you heard anything differently?
I have not heard anything differently.
When you say that you think it's a very small likelihood that Microsoft would walk away from the offer, do you base that on psychology, just signals that you've seen from the market and comparing that to your experience in the past, or do you see that as an analysis of Microsoft's business and seeing that, like, look, they really need this, or is it both or neither?
It's more the latter, and it's more the history of this. I think if we step back, it's not like all of a sudden Microsoft decided, a couple of months ago that it was time to bid up for Yahoo. It's something that they had seriously pursued for some time, and although never publicly acknowledged, it is very hard that it's not the case that Microsoft didn't make offers to Yahoo over a period of more than 1 year at price points higher than where they went public. I mean, I want to step back. I also think I give Microsoft, from a deal perspective, an enormous compliment or kudos. They struck when the iron was red hot, or, and perhaps in Yahoo's world, blue cold at the four-year trough on the stock. But they clearly have been looking at Yahoo for some time. And why? Because for 4 years, every July, Microsoft has brought its investors, its shareholders, potential investors, potential shareholders, up to its financial analyst meeting and said, we have a new major growth area we are pursuing. In addition to the PCs, in addition to video games, it's internet advertising, and they always bring out the big market share or market size forecasts, and have made the arguments at times that they're gaining share on Google. I mean, they have put out those slides, and they've had to retract them over time. So I just the history here is there's clearly a long-standing ambition at Microsoft to compete in online advertising. Very limited success to date, and when you step back and you think, what asset could you acquire that would give you dramatic scale, you know, overnight, if the integration works well? It's obviously Yahoo, or potentially AOL, but Yahoo would be more would obviously give you greater scale, and they've got the search engine technology. AOL doesn't.
If the deal goes through, what chances do you put on Microsoft messing it up, messing up the business?
Yeah, that's a very difficult call. The integration risks, have got to be dramatic, and I'm sure Microsoft has spent a lot of time looking at how they would manage those integration risks. I'm sure that they are offering a price knowing that some of the assets, including the people that they'd like to acquire, they will lose. I'm sure that they've thought through that. I'm sure that's also a factor why they may want to do everything possible to avoid a hostile offer. The more friendly this deal is, the less the integration risks. The more hostile, the greater the integration risks.
And if you look at the value of Yahoo to Microsoft versus if they somehow got through the regulatory hurdles of doing a deal with Google, what creates more economic value? You ran the numbers, right, of what happens if Yahoo turns over a portion of its search advertising to Google. Do the economics of a Google deal still trump a Microsoft integration if you back out, the fact that they probably can't do 100% because of the regulatory concern?
I think the bottom line answer is we don't know, because it would depend on just how high Microsoft would be willing to go. I think a worst-case scenario from Microsoft's perspective would be a Yahoo completely outsourcing its search to Google. There are regulatory risks in there. I don't think it's an open-and-shut regulatory blocking scenario, but that's hard to know. The one area where we have a fair amount of conviction on is a word. We believe that Yahoo has explored this offer, this opportunity in the past. We think they did that as part of their 100-day strategic review when Jerry Yang came back as CEO to the company.
Mark, are you saying they explored a Google relationship in the past?
No, what I'm saying is that they explored essentially.
Yeah.
Although not necessarily with Google, they certainly ran the numbers and did their own analytics on that kind of deal.
Talking about a year ago now, right?
Yes, and what I specifically mean is when Jerry Yang came back as CEO, he set a 100-day strategic review process in motion. And we believe as part of that strategic review, they seriously explored, at least examined, the possibility of outsourcing search to Google. And I think they know very well that something like that could be highly accretive near term. The question is, you know, is there a hollowing out risk for the business in years 5 through 10?
So I actually heard that as well. I heard that they commissioned an outside study sometime last year, and that study suggested that they would have 85% plus increases in cash flow from outsourcing search to Google. I don't know if you've heard the same thing or if they gave you direct. I don't really know how that works with you. But clearly your early estimates were kind of in that range. I think you said that they would go from, 4 cents to potentially up to 9 cents per search. Is that right? Sort of $40 to $90 RPMs on searches?
Hard numbers are approximately in that area. I'm sorry, I don't have them right with me at our fingertips. But here's
you talked about a 25% boost in cash flow
initially, and then we even raised that projection. And why Yahoo in that public document that they disclosed about a month ago, when they went around and talked with their largest shareholders, made their presentation publicly available. There's a footnote in there in which they actually said that they thought they didn't name Google, but it was obviously Google, that the difference in the monetization gap was 60 to 70%. That's the first time we'd heard or seen, Yahoo sign off on this on a specific gap. We'd had.
And when did you see that?
This was in Yahoo's public presentation, from a month ago.
And Sue Decker.
Okay, but you made your analysis before that. You were sitting.
We had done an analysis before that. We saw that disclosure by Yahoo, and we changed our analysis, and we concluded that the deal all in could be more accretive than we had thought previously.
Okay, because the numbers change. I actually thought you were being misquoted, but originally you were being quoted as saying increased cash flows by up to 25%, and then more recently you were quoted as saying that the estimate of increased cash flows from a Yahoo-Google deal could be more than $1 billion a year. Is that
right? That's
right. And that's a 50%. That's actually, I think, more than a 50% gain in cash flow from their 2007 numbers. So it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it is a very big deal. And, the logic here is, and we've had people outsource search in the past. Microsoft did it. Yahoo did it. Then they bought Overture. And you've got companies that currently outsource their search. Think about the margins that Ask and AOL Time Warner get on their search revenue.
Sure.
Extremely high margins. So you're talking about taking out all that cost, that infrastructure, outsourcing it, and, you could probably get very good revenue share deal with from Google because you'd have tremendous amount of negotiating leverage. Yeah, you could. You'd be gaining a lot of incremental.
You have negotiating leverage the first time.
Correct.
As soon as that deal's up for renewal, it isn't going to be as good.
Michael, you're right.
Yeah,
that's why if there were to be a deal, I doubt it would be a 1 year deal. From Yahoo's perspective, you'd lock in a very long. If you're going to do this step, you'd lock in a very long term deal.
AOL lost. Their search market share went from, I believe, in the 30s to like 5% today. Do you think that that's partially or entirely because of outsourcing, or do you think it has, there are other factors? Because AOL has grown while that's happened.
Sorry, Michael, I don't have a good opinion on that.
Okay, let me ask a different question. Do you think that Yahoo could stay competitive in search if they outsourced search marketing? And the reason I ask that is I've heard experts say that they believe that being good at search requires the data that you get from the search marketing side of the business.
Well, we need to separate two things. One is, would they be good as a search engine if they outsource search? Of course not, because they wouldn't have the engine anymore.
No, if they outsource search marketing, yeah.
Yeah, as a search, the issue that I mean, AOL never had viable search technology. The real question was, who are they going to outsource their search engine marketing to? Who are they going to outsource paid search to? Mm-hmm. They had two choices in the beginning. I guess they have three now, but that deal's been locked up. There would be a hollowing out of the R&D infrastructure for Yahoo. Look at all the effort they put into Panama. Were they to outsource search to Google? The question is, you know, for them strategically, do they want to stay as a principal in search? And those are the keywords that the company's been using, and they used on their last earnings call. This just a week and a half ago, they went out of their way to say that they wanted to remain a principal in search.
They've been signaling that all along. Meanwhile, they did this deal with Google to do a test, which is interesting. And do you think that means, because of their signaling to the market that they need to remain a principal in search, to sort of quote them, that they realize that a search deal with Google is not a good business decision, putting regulatory and approval issues aside?
I think the answer to that is, if they had their choice, they would not outsource search to Google. If they had their choice, that board management team would not be in a situation of having to seriously consider that as an alternative to Microsoft. And they may well view, I don't want to overemphasize it, but they may well view outsourcing search to Google as the lesser of two evils.
Have you? I know you're not a lawyer, at least I don't think you are,
no.
And you're certainly not wearing a lawyer's hat right now, but is there any indication that you've seen that Google and Yahoo might be able to get away with a long-term deal where they only give 10 or 20% of total searches to Google, possibly changing the basket of searches towards a higher revenue basket of searches, but that might be a deal that could get past regulatory approval? You've seen anything like that or thought about it at all?
We've thought about it. We don't have a hard and fast legal opinion on that, but the logic setup is you're only outsourcing part of your search. It's not exclusive. It's kind of hard to see what the open and shut legal case against that is.
And what about the recent Justice Department investigation that was opened up? Do you think that was based on market share considerations, or just based on the fact that there's possible collusion going on?
That's a good question, Eric. I don't have a well-formed opinion on that.
It is interesting. I mean, we're getting into hardcore legal issues now with the collusion issue and just how Google has been playing this deal the entire time. But it's I guess to see how that plays out, Yahoo would have to do a deal with Google and see how it just sort of works out. So I guess in that scenario, you put that into your bucket of Microsoft likely goes hostile, right? I mean, if Google and Yahoo do a deal, Microsoft either goes hostile or walks away. It doesn't change the odds that you put on last Friday.
That's right.
So go to that 5% scenario that, Microsoft walks away, and Yahoo doesn't do a deal with Google and it remains an independent entity. What should it take from this whole process? What do you think that should be the biggest lesson that it's learned so that it can move forward on its own even? What does it need to do to remain competitive?
Well, at the end of the day, Yahoo does still have two or three extremely large assets. Yahoo's had a monetization challenge, and they've had a lot of search queries that didn't monetize them well, apparently up to 60 to 70% or more, less well or worse than Google. They've had a display advertising challenge in that this huge rise of this, not glut, but this huge onslaught of social networking ad impressions out there really put a lot of pressure on their all of the ad impressions that they had on their own site. And so in a way they've done the right things. They clearly have missed some major strategic moves. They missed the move towards social networks that you should have seen, arguably Yahoo should have seen that. They've had some execution errors. That Project Panama almost certainly they missed one public deadline. Our sense is that project missed multiple private or internal deadlines. They've done the right things in terms, though. That was the right project. to improve monetization. You saw that in the improved search revenue results for Yahoo. Flip it over to the advertising business. What do? You buy ad networks, which they did, Blue Lithium, Right Media, to hedge yourself against the rise of social networking sites, or really against the rise of multiple different sites for advertisers to go to. So if people were going long ad networks, well, Yahoo decided to go long ad networks too, and they bought two of the better ones out there. So I think they've done the right things. They missed social networking, but they generally have done the right things. It's really been more of an execution issue. And, you know, if you give them a little bit of credit, they have faced an extremely difficult competitor in Google. I'm not sure that a different management team would have been able to fend off Google.
I have two more quick questions. One is, do you think Yahoo's current social networking strategy is the correct one for them? I know that could be answered over a three-hour call, but just your high-level opinion. Do you think the direction they're going is a good one?
Sure. I mean, they realize the importance of social networking. They have attempted, we think, to acquire some of the leading social networking assets out there at reasonable prices. It seems like they haven't necessarily gotten the ones that they have wanted. They've shown some restraint in not aggressively paying for some of those social networking assets, and they've attempted to build out with the assets that they have. Yeah, it seems to me like they've done the right things. There's no huge aggressive move in there, but you know they're relatively strong moves in there.
So I'm just pulling up the Morgan Stanley slide. It's interesting. It shows that 61%, this is my last question, it shows that 61% of online advertising dollars today go to Google and Yahoo. Is that something you generally agree with? Do you have a different number? I guess it sort of is,
That would seem relatively accurate. If you look at on a Google would generate, Google could actually, on a global basis, that number is probably too high.
This is U.S. This is a U.S.
Okay.
number.
On a U.S. number, that's probably pretty close. We may shade it down, 5%, but we're in the ballpark.
So, Microsoft, obviously isn't on that slide because they're not big enough yet. But 12 months from now, if Microsoft and Yahoo combine and integration goes as smoothly as can be reasonably estimated, do you think that Google will continue to have the market share dominance that it has now, which is, roughly, 40 to 50% of all online advertising revenue, or do you think that would dip down based on this competition?
I think our bet is that it would likely increase, surprisingly. And here's the reason why. Let me give you two sets of reasons. First is Google's own side. They have to date gotten very little display advertising revenue. If they integrate DoubleClick well and they effectively monetize YouTube, which we would consider one of the least monetized, most dramatically under-monetized sites on the Internet, they could start tapping into a bucket, which is display advertising they've been very small in to date. And on the flip side, at the end of the day, there's only three ways that Microsoft Yahoo can really gain share against Google in search. Either convince each one of us to start doing more of our searches on Microsoft and Yahoo and away from Google. Why would we do that? If there's a better product, fine, but just because one bought the other, that's not a convincing people for most, that is far from a convincing reason for most people. The second reason, maybe they do have a R&D mashup and create a better search engine. Maybe, you get the engineers from Seattle and from Sunnyvale to get together, put them in a coffee room and see what happens, maybe. But, you've had a lot of bright minds at both of those places working on search engines for a while. You just haven't seen it. The open question, really the last area where there could be an impact on Google is just by creating a larger second place or second-tier search engine, could you have a liquidity impact, if you will, on that first search engine? That's the intriguing possibility here on how Microsoft Yahoo could have a negative market share impact on Google and search. We're not going to know that for a year and a half or 2 years from today, assuming everything goes according to plan. In the meantime, I want to get back to that reason number one, which is throughout that whole period of time, there's dislocation in the market. Who's your sales rep at Yahoo? Who's your sales rep at Microsoft in terms of their search engines? And guess what? Throughout this whole time, Google is starting to attack more and more aggressively, maybe effectively, we'll find out, the display advertising market. I think it's a reasonable bet that Google's share of total U.S. advertising and of world Internet advertising is the same or maybe even a little bit greater over the next 2 years.
So based on that, if you're Steve Ballmer, Do you walk from this deal, or do you go after it aggressively?
You go after it aggressively. You know what it's like to see businesses increasingly concentrate towards one provider. The longer you wait to attack that provider, the worse your odds. You can't walk away.
Eric, did you have anything else, or should we let get back to guessing where the markets are going tomorrow?
I think that's a great place to end it.
All right, Mark, thank you very much for your time.
Thank
really appreciate
you, Mike.
It.
Thank you, Michael.
All right,
thank you, Eric. Bye-bye.